one time in my entire life, I decided to like cook for myself. And I was like, let me make these like, you know, a little like sweet green bowl because I had just been in LA and my friend kept making them. And I was like, I'm going to come home and I'm going to roast vegetables.
Okay, I remember when you were in this mood.
Yeah, I do it. I buy everything from my local grocery store, Soho Market, whatever, which is a bodega. And I eat it once, fine, doesn't taste good. Second day, I reheat it. So does Leisure Center. And shit our brains out for 2 days.
Are you sure it was the diarrhea. Rice and maybe not the vegetables?
Who could tell? I'm not a scientist.
Yeah.
Nor a chef. So, yeah, it might just be white people, but I am patient zero. We're talking about like if rice will poison you if you reheat it.
Which is, I'm sorry, I don't believe that.
I wouldn't know if, because like, I feel like I've never gotten food poisoning in my life. I feel like
I don't either.
Like one time.
I truly don't either. I have a really strong stomach.
What was from?
I was in Mexico and I went on the, I was in Mexico City and I went on those, I forgot what they're called, but like the colorful little boats. And yeah, anyway, the people drive by, I mean, on their little boat and they're, you can buy food. And I bought food out of a boat and that
also
was in a bucket. And
we did that in Guatemala.
We
too.
Did. But that wasn't even
that
food
was
poisoning,
out of a bucket.
Like what happened to me in Mexico. I will
tell
you.
Yeah, I mean, literally, I'll just get diarrhea. That's pretty much.
Oh, no. What happened to me in Mexico was throwing up and diarrhea.
Oh,
I was screen throwing
eyes.
Up. I popped a blood vessel in my
what?
Eye. You know, it was like. I had that Yikes. Blood stain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really hot.
Fucked up. Wow. Gorgeous start to the pod. Okay. This is Korn. This is our guest, Korn.
She's a top.
She dressed. Yeah. She's a female top.
I'm just here.
Long hair chihuahua.
As her handler.
Yes. And then she brought along our guest, who is an amazing comedian, podcaster. Well, yeah, this is what I was going to say. You are really selling the motherhood lifestyle to me personally. Mm-hmm. I think Carolina agrees.
It's very authentic.
You sell it well. You seem like you have fun and
but you're not
I love
selling
your
it.
Kid.
You're not selling
Why?
It. You're just, she's not selling it in the sense that
no,
she's
I'm
like,
saying she's making
like
it look good.
Yeah.
No. Vlogging. I'm saying she's selling it to me. Mm-hmm. Like I am like, well, I would maybe do it that way. Cause it's cute. You live downtown. Your son's amazing.
We're neighbors.
He cracks me up. We're neighbors.
Yeah. I really want your son and my nephew to hang out.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, he would love that.
My nephew loves to go downtown.
So nice. Oh, really? Oh,
he is the best. His name is Parker. He's very cool.
We should take everyone to
Joe's
Ginger.
He's 10.
Oh, perfect.
Same shit.
Yeah.
Because Mino's about to turn 10.
Okay, perfect.
In 2 weeks. And he's been wanting to go. I don't know why I'm looking at the camera like I'm a fucking professional.
I do all the
like,
time.
Welcome to the
I
view.
I do it all the time.
I don't know what I'm doing. He's been wanting to go on a cruise for like years now.
You must take him.
And so every year I'm like, yeah, sure. We're going to definitely do that. And I'm like, there is no fucking way.
Right.
But because it's I don't know. It just seems weird, like claustrophobic to me. It seems like Disneyland,
cruises.
But. Oh, you've been? I've never been.
I've been on so many cruises.
Oh,
I also did semester at sea when I studied abroad
you
in college.
Did?
So yeah. I lived
Dang.
On a cruise boat for like 2.5-3 months. And I will tell you right now, I'm a queen, a cruise girl.
But she's a really good traveler. Young me, like every time you go on a trip, I'm like, she is doing it.
I'm entranced.
Right.
You know, I'm a TikTok fan.
Oh, really?
I'm a
Thank
TikTok
you.
Fan. Yeah.
Like of me or of TikTok?
Of you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Of you.
I was like.
Where did you go last year with your friend?
Oh, Thailand.
Thailand. And
oh
then you
God.
Went to Korea with your son and your mom.
Yeah.
Fan.
You know, when I was, when Mino was 4, this is before I was on TikTok, but when he was 4, I took him to the Great Wall of China by myself and Thailand by myself to go see this elephant sanctuary.
That's amazing.
And I feel like the travel thing is I know how to travel really cheap and people. And I think obviously any sort of like disposable income is hard for most people. But like I can travel like the Thailand, the Great Wall of China thing. Literally, I think I spent like $2,000 total.
With you and Mino.
Yeah. With me and Mino.
Wow. That's great.
Yeah, it's like
and it's so good for them. Like my nephew and my niece have been traveling since they were younger.
Oh, good.
And it's kind of like you, like my sister has always taken them, you know, all over. And then recently this summer we took my niece to Greece.
Ooh.
Not on purpose. Wow. Not on purpose.
Not on purpose. Why?
She's 16.
What does that mean?
Well, like we kind of kidnapped her, but in a way that her parents and said that we could take her and leave her there.
And kidnapped me kind of as well. I was roped into it.
You were being bad.
She was being bad. And we told her we were taking her on vacation to Greece, but actually, and it was vacation for a couple of days, but then my cousin just moved to Greece.
Yeah.
She actually, the plan was to have her spend the summer in Greece with my cousin, kind of being like an au pair to her baby. And that's what happened. But she didn't know she was going to be there for the summer.
Oh, okay. So you like kidnapped her.
I said, if you want to come to Greece with me to go to Kiki's, I will be in Europe at this time. She bamboozled me into the nanny job, which was unpaid.
Oh, that was Melissa was the au pair.
I thought no. My niece stayed in Greece to be like an au pair to my cousin Becky.
Yep. Oh, I see. Okay.
Because my cousin Becky just moved to Greece.
Man,
did you?
And
just
she has a little baby.
But
she just
no one cared. Did she? Where?
Sorry, Khan. It's okay.
Where? Where?
Don't worry about it.
So sorry.
Just right there. No, don't worry about it. Chatty Cathy's
over
here.
I'm going to clean
it up. No, don't worry.
We'll clean it up. We will clean it up.
Okay, moving on from the Greece thing. We've talked about this a million times.
Moving on from Greece. We have
talked
about it a million times.
What I want to talk to you about is, did I make up this story that Pete Wells fucked up your birth?
Oh, no. I tweeted it. I did a tweet thread.
I was like, did we talk about this or did I read it?
Exactly.
Who is Pete Wells?
The end of the story. No one needs to know.
Literally.
So Pete Wells is the... God, I wonder if he's still important.
I just remember
am
being
I gonna get
fascinated
like,
by this
in
story.
Trouble?
Thanks,
Corn,
Connor.
Stop it. Stop.
That was really funny, Corn.
Stop. Sorry.
You're going to get us in trouble, Corn.
Corn, I can't believe you peed. This is so embarrassing for me, honestly. She never does that. I don't know.
She's funny.
She's so funny and cute.
I want a Chihuahua. If anyone has any leads on Chihuahuas or Chihuahua mixes, you know... I went on a wild chase with Chihuahuas where I was going to Long Island. And then they were like, oh, you live in Manhattan? These dogs can't live in Manhattan.
Why? What?
Why? Because they're traumatized. Because they're traumatized and there's too much noise.
She loves it.
I was just like, could have told me that at the beginning of the day. Yeah, she
Corn, do you like Manhattan?
She's a city girl.
She loved it. It's a great neighborhood.
Downtown girl.
Okay, so Pete Wells thing, he is the food critic, the restaurant critic for the New York Times. So he's like, I guess, important. I don't care. I don't give a fuck. What is he going to do? I don't have a restaurant anymore.
I know. That's what I figured. I figured it'd be fun to talk about. But I just remember being on like the edge of my seat when you were either telling me this or I was reading it.
Let me remember. Yeah, it was like a tweet thread.
Keeping Danny on the phone or something for like an inordinate amount of time. And it was just such a good story that was like the perils of the restaurant industry never
Maybe
fucking
I should find
end.
The tweet so I can like, wait, where's my phone?
Did you watch The Bear?
It's by Korn.
No, I feel like it's
wait.
Too,
should we explain? Like a, wait, should we explain that you and your
ex-husband
had a restaurant together called
Mission Chinese Food?
Mission Chinese Food,
yeah,
which and we miss every day.
I know. I keep trying to get him to like open up again, and he's so traumatized by the.
I'm sure.
Industry.
Well, and it sounds like he's been doing fun stuff because I'm friends with Patty, and they've been kind of like.
Oh,
traveling
I
around.
Love Patty.
Patty
who
is
an amazing chef, and she works with Danny a lot because they do events and stuff sometimes, I
She's
think.
The coolest, funnest person ever.
Okay, so this was the tweet thread. Let me read it because I forgot.
Please.
It's been a long time since I thought of this. A story about Pete Wells. The night before Mino was born, Mino's my son, I was in labor when my then husband got an email from Pete Wells saying his review of Mission Cantina was dropping the next day. Mission Cantina was a Mexican restaurant we had after Mission Chinese, which closed. It did very badly. It was alluded that the review was not going to be good. Danny immediately called him and told him I was in labor. Pete kept him on the phone for maybe like an hour or two, and the entire time Danny kissed his ass. I vaguely remember overhearing Pete chuckling at some point. I'm not sure why, but in my very angry mind, I decided that this was some sort of fun power thing for Pete.
And it was.
I don't know. Because
you have
true.
To kind of kiss. Are you kidding? And like knowing that it's him.
Like he was
100%.
Like he thought it was funny that I was in labor.
He was probably bored. He was probably bored.
You know, whatever. I'm working on this in therapy. Mm. Like the way that I see the world is not how everyone sees the world.
Sure.
But you're right. It could have been that he was enjoying that. No. Like another story about how much power he has over chefs. He can bring them to their knees. He can make them ignore their wives while they're giving birth. Mm-hmm. That's not entirely fair to Pete. Oh, good. I put that in there.
Perfect.
I don't know.
And we say this now, allegedly.
Allegedly. And who knows? Mm-hmm. But he knew I was in labor. Which I think the correct response to that is, hey, you know what? Don't worry
about
this.
Don't worry
about
it. We'll
and
talk
I know this means a lot to you, but I don't want to bother you. And and to be very fair, Danny was a willing participant. Do you know what I mean? It wasn't just all Pete. Like, Danny had to stay on the phone with him too, right? Okay. So to be fair to Pete, I don't know that he was what he was thinking. And it was also equally Danny's fault. Oh my God, I said this in the tweet thread the next day.
Wow. I love when you read something you've written and be like, oh my God, this look at me.
Wow. Okay. I'm the same person I was 2 years ago.
Fantastic.
Crazy. Okay. The next day, my son was born and the review came out and it was favorable. Negative one star for the New York Times is considered good. One star is considered good. But here's the thing. Cantina was a shitty restaurant.
I'm obsessed.
It was good, but it was just like, it was like Danny was too busy to focus on it. Like, his food was good, but it was just like he was like dropping the ball. Not Danny's fault. He's a very he's an genius.
Amazing chef. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's an amazing chef. My favorite chef. And I'm not just saying that because I used to be married to him. But here's the thing. Cantina was a shitty restaurant. Sorry, Danny. Parentheses. Danny was in the middle of closing the original Mission Chinese and couldn't focus on it. Oh, my God. I'm literally just saying things and then reading them.
Well, also the way that, like, I remember this is a conversation that we had, but now I'm remembering reading the tweets because I was like, in the car, I was thinking, I think we had this conversation. And now that you're reading the tweets, I'm like, no, I definitely read the tweets.
It just like reads like a conversation. I'm like, no, I don't want to be mean. But
yeah, not that I'm about to say this. Yeah.
And then it said, it didn't deserve one star. Pete gave Danny a star because Danny did a good job playing his game of call me while your wife is in labor so I can laugh about it. Mm. Again, I can't say this is what Pete was thinking, but he definitely didn't get off the phone with Danny for 2 hours after finding out I was in labor, which I literally just said again. Danny even said after the call something like he was going to give it no stars, but I think I talked him into giving one or two. So my question here is, what the fuck is the point of having a food critic when they're so easily persuaded by ego stroking slash friendship? I am so angry about this because thinking back, it ruined the birth of my son all because of a stupid burrito restaurant.
It's so mean.
It wasn't a stupid. It was
stupid
very
burrito
good.
Restaurant.
They made their own tortilla.
I never went mean, to that though. One. Like, you could have been way meaner.
Like, it was a great restaurant, but like at the end of the day, a restaurant is a fucking restaurant, you know?
My son is my son.
Yeah. It doesn't matter what restaurant. It could be fucking, and I know the chefs of these restaurants are not going to agree. It could be fucking per se, and it doesn't matter if your wife is giving birth.
Right.
No one gives a fuck about
what year was
per
this?
Se.
2020. That's 9 years ago, yeah.
When he was born was 2014.
Okay, cool.
Okay, so... he ruined the birth of my son all because of a stupid burrito restaurant and some white man's ego. My take on this Dave Chang article. Oh, this was in response to a Dave Chang article that Pete Wells wrote, pretending that he had never heard of the stuff that Dave Chang, the abuse that he had done, which he 100% heard because they're like BFFs. Yeah. And we went to all the same parties and that's all anyone talked about back then, you know? BS, bro. You knew. Anyway, my take on this Dave Chang article is that there is absolutely no way, no fucking way that Pete didn't know about this abuse. It's all we ever talked about since 10 years ago. He knew this for 10 years. So my other question is, what good is a journalist who sits on information and is passively complicit in abuse?
Well,
we should all ask him why he never brought this shit up. What is the reason? I don't know what I was trying to write there. Well, because what, Melissa?
That's journalism.
I know, but like, they're like all journalistic integrity. My fucking ass.
I know.
Okay, you and your fucking little buddies and your country club, shut the fuck up, you know?
Yeah, totally.
Food media is a repulsive, classist, racist industry. I'm not done yet, Melissa. I'm just kidding. Made up of mostly wealthy white people's children. Its parasitic purpose is to prey on the restaurant industry, which is made up mostly of poor people. The irony of the wealthy white class of writers constantly condemning the restaurant industry, which exists to serve them, is completely lost on them. It's truly just repulsive. Yeah. Anyway, I just think, yes, all the articles are right. We in the restaurant industry need to be held accountable. And honestly, I see us, a lot of us doing that. But what about all the fucking journalists, I didn't write fucking, who kept quiet all these years? Where is the accountability there?
Yep.
And then somebody commented, this is sad. This is how I found out that Pete Wells is married to a Korean woman.
Oh my God.
No.
Oh my God. Wow. Anyway. I love this niche 2014 tea that we just, very specific. That's a fascinating story to me. And I'm quarantining a photo shoot.
I'm sorry. It's just everything. The vape is right there.
She's so cute.
Oh my God, Corn's vaping. That's really cute. That's really cute.
I totally forgot about that story.
Wait, what year did you get divorced?
2018. So cool. Yeah.
You also, to me, sell divorce. I don't know.
Divorce is the best thing ever.
She really? Always talks about she loves being divorced.
I
and
love
I'm like,
being divorced.
It kind
it's
of
so good.
Looks great. Because I do I think divorced? That part time, yeah. maybe part time motherhood sounds ideal.
Oh, because and you can share custody.
It's a Louis C.K. bit. Do you remember his bit?
No, I've never watched his stand up.
Anyone really? Can be a dad part time or no, something like that.
Yeah, yeah. Why I had a bit stand-up? Where I was talking
because
about
we
I
didn't
love being divorced.
Know how bad he was for a while.
No, back in the day.
Back just, in no, the day. Back in the day. Like stand-up. How long have you been doing stand up? How long have you been doing stand up? Like
since
10 years?
2018.
Only since 2018?
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's amazing.
Can I say something?
Wait, can I have a vape?
Yeah. Can I say something? You have to understand that I am not his audience.
Well, why yeah, the, yeah, no, I get it.
But there was
a
time.
He was on TV a lot.
I didn't care. I would see
you
that
didn't
man.
You watch his show?
No.
I watched the show.
He was just
you
always
have to
on
understand,
Comedy Central.
But to me, yeah. when I looked at him, I was like, even I don't want to hear what he actually
when
I,
yeah, I get it. Course, I get that.
So for course, me, it's like when people are like, oh, I'm like, I had absolutely no interest. I took one look and I said, no, ma'am.
You were also improv-ing during his heyday.
I still knew who he was and I had no interest and I still watched a lot of stand-up. Girl, my
I
point
get it.
Is,
I wish that I was like that. I wasn't like
girl
I'm obsessed
from Queens.
With him.
I know, but I'm it. Just saying, like, I have no interest in this man at all. I'm a black girl from Queens. Why would I do yeah. I'm an Afro-Latina woman from Queens.
Exactly.
Why would I like
okay,
him?
Good for you. You never fell under the spell of Louis C.K.
This is why they say listen to black women.
100%.
We didn't. And look at
I
us
wasn't
now.
Friends
we
with her yet.
Come on now, young me.
We are caught with our mouths
young
open.
Young me's on the podcast now. Listen to black
women. This is my podcast vibe.
Yeah. We have a Sauvignon Blanc.
I love this.
And vapes. Okay. So and you vapes. Love being divorced.
I love being divorced, but mm-hmm. it's like, you know that, like, this is so funny because I think so many women have said this. There's even like that Cher clip that like really popular where she's
I
like
am a rich man.
No, there's another one where she's like, my mom said that she was like, I thought you were going to get married, have a kid, get a divorce and live happily ever after. Mm-hmm. Like there's yeah. like people say this, like women who have, you know, like, I mean, back in the old days, like you had to have like some sort of money or agency to get divorced, you know, right. you have to like. You
but anyone can get divorced now.
Yep. And it's great. And
I love
think,
that.
And I think it's natural. I think like, okay, not to get all like. Because I know this sounds like Joe Rogan. Caveman days. This is how men used to live. Like,
used to be, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Doesn't it just seem like if that was true, if we look at like gorillas or like whatever primates that were related, chimpanzees, whatever that we're related mm-hmm. to.
Right.
If you look at them, they're like mate and then the man goes away and then you just chill with your fucking girls.
Really? I didn't yeah. know that.
I just that made that up. True. That might not be
I do
true.
Think
I love
that,
that
is true. I mean, you do and have a man though. Your man goes away, but he comes back, you know, he comes around when
yeah,
you want to see
his child's life. Because yeah. we are humans and we're like obviously yeah. different to like primates because we need emotional support and he is there. But the like the life of like not having to live with a man is the life, wow. I think.
Yeah.
I think
well, you know,
to
there's the idea
natural.
That like
it's
they say
natural.
I feel like I've heard this before. They're like marriage isn't for everyone, but I'm like, that's true. But also like marriage isn't for everyone to stay in. Yes. Like everyone could and yeah. would if they want to and can get married. But we shouldn't feel obligated to stay married forever.
I agree.
Like our moms and grandmas and great grandmas. Like yeah. I feel like the idea of that is leaving you. Is leaving us as a
societally,
generation.
Societally. Yeah.
Societally. Yeah.
Sure.
I feel like it's way
well,
more acceptable
now you can
to just
date,
be like.
You can like have your apartment. Mm-hmm. Like that's
yeah.
so great.
You have your yeah. own life.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, there's a, I mean,
I'm not
I
saying
a
it's like
a privilege sure to do that too. You know, I'm like aware that okay. not a lot of people can. And I think mm-hmm. a lot of women get scammed into marriage early for that reason. Because you have.
Why?
Because, you know, like. We live in New York, so we don't know this, but like I think even in America, most people get married really early.
Oh, yes, that's true.
Totally.
And then they like can't leave
because of money.
100%. Yeah, because of money yeah. or they have kids or whatever. And I think it's like, I don't know, I just feel like it's a scam.
It is. And I think like,
I'm married.
You know, in a Sex I mean, in the City you know. Sense, like alternative lifestyles. Yeah, she's married. We're
I remember.
Don't get tempted. Like, she's been mad lately.
I've been mad at him lately, and I'm just like, wait.
You're not getting divorced.
I'm not.
Don't get divorced. No, don't get divorced.
I actually yesterday was like, I actually really love him. Like yesterday, I was like having that moment where I was like, oh, I actually really, really love him. And he's actually really nice. Even though he's been getting on my nerves lately, he's actually so nice to me. We're just very different people. Sometimes it's hard.
And yet you're both Virgos.
You know, as much as I love being divorced, mm-hmm. I like know people that are married and in like long-term relationships. And I'm like, this works. I see that this is working.
Yeah. But yeah, but it's like, I think though that like, it's okay. What I'm kind of going through right now in general is this realization that like, I've committed to this person for the rest of my life, allegedly, right?
Allegedly.
And I have to allow for the times when we aren't getting along or when he's in a bad mood or when he has an attitude or he's the one that needs me, even though he's never going to say that, because we have this whole long life ahead of us. Yeah. And social media and the media and everything sells you this, like, you be happy together and you're in a couple and everything is just so perfect. And like social media couple, I've been saying this joke about how social media is ruining my relationship right now because I love seeing the couples and like, da, da, da. And I'm like, it can't always be like that. And I'm okay with it not always being like that because my parents are still married and for what I would call still in love, but they fought and like make up and like go through their ups and downs. And like, I have to remind myself of that because sometimes when I don't get my way or when I'm annoyed or like whatever, I'm just like, I don't need to be here. I can go wherever I want to go. I can be a new boyfriend tomorrow. You know what I mean? But it's just which I could. But like in general, in life, like people lose parents. You have more money. You have less money. You get depressed. You come out of the depression. You lose a baby. You have a baby. You do all of these things with this person that's your partner. And it's hard. And it's hard. But nobody ever wants to talk about that. Everyone just wants to be like, we're a cute couple. And like, look at us.
Mm-mm-mm. Well, I think that's just more of a social media problem than anything. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like unfair advertising because, you know, people aren't going to be like, I got in a fight. Not everyone has a podcast where they openly talk about their fights like we do.
Yeah. So we be up in here talking about our boys.
And that's fine.
That's honest.
You know, it's honest. Yeah. I have some boundaries, obviously, but that's just, especially when you get into like more traditionally married people, you're not going to put that shit online. You just have to like put it through the filter. Carolina really wants to be like a TikTok couple where they're making content together.
Well, you know, and that's not the vibe like of that look.
Cute. I like that.
I love that look. It's never going to happen.
Well, you know, for me, when I see that content, to me, it just always looks so fake.
Fake, yeah.
Because they never show arguing. And it's just like, it just seems like
which is,
torture.
To be fair, hard to share and weird to share. Yeah. What are you going to say? Yeah,
but that might be almost like more comforting.
It would be entertaining.
If I was watching that content, I'd be like, oh, they're like being honest. But then I hate seeing those couples are like.
But then it looks messy sometimes. And you're like, oh, God. I don't know.
I feel maybe like our fights aren't even that messy.
No, but I'm just
then
saying
maybe you should
some
be on social media. Like and you might be an aspirational couple.
He will you not. Should. You have to understand my husband is Muslim and African, deeply African, not like first generation. Like he's been here 8 years in America, kind of African from a not as westernized country.
Yeah.
So he's like, what is this? No, I don't know.
Oh, okay. We got to talk about the topic. Okay, I do love talking about your relationship.
Okay. I just realized corn peed next to my sweater, which that would be my karma.
She sure did.
Starts soaking
and
it
she
up.
Left us. Where'd she go?
I don't know. On the couch.
She's scrounging.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah, let's talk about our topic.
So, you just had a breakup. We were going to talk about rule followers. Who I think we all hate, and the rules of a breakup.
I don't hate them. I don't hate rule followers. I respect them. I'm just not one of them.
I do. I have a question because I feel like this is a big thing that kind of like shows who's a rule follower or not. What is your astrological sign?
We're both Virgos.
Double Virgos.
Wow. We are not rule
But you're
followers.
Rule followers. You sucks. Are the most rule follower sign.
Look at this pile of our shit over here. No one
half
can see this, but
shit.
Like, yeah, but like we're not clean. We could definitely be more
when
organized.
You
are you judgmental?
Yes.
Yeah,
we are
judgmental. Yeah. We can, but we are not
on
rule followers.
And others.
And we are enablers. We enable each other to not follow the rules.
Yeah.
pretty much every day.
Are you good at like those Excel spreadsheets?
I feel
like
it's
a Virgo thing.
Okay, I'm not. I thought maybe you were.
I hate Excel.
Okay,
I hate it's not user friendly. I don't use it that much. So this is like, never I feel really
like what all like astrology people do when their astrology theory backfires. Mm-hmm. What's your big three? What's your rising and your
We're moon? Double Virgos.
Double Virgo.
What
I'm Taurus
fuck?
Moon.
Why are you so not a Virgo?
I don't Scorpio know. Moon. You're not Scorpio Moon. You're what Pisces Moon.
Oh, I'm Pisces Moon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Taurus yeah, moon. I don't know.
Interesting.
It sucks.
Wow, you're really proving the astrologers
we are Virgos
wrong.
in that we have a lot of Virgo ways traits.
Yeah,
yes. but the we're organization rule following thing that is out the door.
Yeah
baby girl, the way that it's on
classic
the door.
Yeah, I don't follow any fucking rules. I don't even wake up or eat like at any set
Sag
time.
Is really yeah. don't nuts. Follow any. You know who's a Sag? Paris,
my grandma,
big rule breaker,
big time.
My son is Aquarius, and so we're the same. Like we're just like la la la. Like it's such a struggle for us to get him to school every morning. We're like, what are we supposed to do today? And I'm like, oh, school. Duh.
Forgot. We were just hanging
every day.
Yeah. Do you know one of my favorite Mino moments? You guys were at my apartment, and Mia had like moved the remote, and it like landed on Mino's leg, and he goes, Mia, that's on my leg. I don't like how that feels. Something like that was so cute.
You said that? That's so funny. Kids are so funny.
Kids are so funny.
I was obsessed. He corrects me.
We have to have
up.
A play date.
100%, I would love that. 100%.
We have, because I feel like your son is cool and my nephew is cool.
Yeah.
He's just like a cool guy. I love hanging out with him.
Really I didn't, cool. when like, you said that, so I didn't funny. Realize he lived here.
Oh, my nephew?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He lives here. I mean, he lives in New Jersey, but he comes to stay with me all the time.
Oh, good.
I have
him
for the week. We went to the
movies the
other day.
Just let me know when you're with him and I'll come hang out
100%.
With you.
Oh, yeah. Or I could come down to you. Yeah, I bring him. He loves Chinatown. He loves Asian food. He's a king of Asian food. All kinds.
Mino has a favorite restaurant, which I think is really funny because he likes this like... Because, you know, like, we're Korean, so we eat a lot of Korean barbecue. And he likes this, like, chain, like, a Benihana-style Korean barbecue chain restaurant.
We should definitely
restaurant.
Go there.
Let's go there.
And I love it. It's great. But I'm like, this is funny. Because, like, you
where
could
is
just
it? In
go.
K-Town?
No, it's in the East Village.
Okay.
Great.
It's called Gyukaku.
Let's go.
Let's do it.
It's
no,
really good.
Never been.
Mino loves it. We'll go.
Fantastic. I
can't
wait.
Oh, my God. I'll text my sister after this and I'll see when can I have him again.
Okay, fast.
I got in trouble last time because he went to school late.
I'm just kidding.
No, he went to school late and I got in trouble. Whatever.
Yeah, that was on us.
It happens.
Okay,
wow.
So you
okay.
are going through a breakup.
Yeah.
What are your rules of a breakup?
So I don't have any rules because I'm not a rule person.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But I never talk to them ever again. Or see them ever. I'm like one of those, which I think is also a Sagittarius thing.
You're dead to me.
I'm not.
Really?
You're dead to me. Yeah.
Just
I'm not friends
up.
With my exes. I'm friends with, obviously, Mino's dad because we have to co-parent and he's a great dad. And but if we didn't have a kid together, I would not choose to see him, which is I care about him and he's, you know, my friend. But like, I just wouldn't because I'm just like, why? Mm-hmm. You know, it's not even like.
So you've
You're
never
boring.
Backpedaled, ever.
Well, this relationship, we actually broke up in the summer.
Come on, what is it?
And and then we got back together, which is very rare for me.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, you know, I think it's ever since then, I was just like, what am I doing? You know? But,
fair.
Yeah, usually I'm just like, done. Even when I got divorced, I was just like, we're done.
Mm-hmm. I think those are great rules. And I think that it would save myself. Like, I'm queen of, like, long breakup, months long of breakups. And I think knowing the moment and committing to it is a really good rule.
I'm, like, half and half. I've gone back and diddly-daddled. But then I've also, like, after my one big one where I went back and forth for years, getting back together on and off. After that, I really learned to just cut it.
Yeah,
you
it's
gotta
hard.
Cut it.
It's really hard.
Yeah,
it is hard because like.
Well, what do you do? Do you delete numbers, block? I do that because I don't have good self control.
Mm-hmm.
So if I really, really, really want to break up, but what's wrong, babe?
What do you think is wrong with corn?
Maybe she's hungry. Water? Oh my God! Look at those ears.
You want more water?
So cute. Where Chihuahua's so cute.
You want more?
Is
water?
She a Chihuahua?
Yeah, she takes
she's
a
long hair
Chihuahua.
Chihuahua.
Oh.
You want more water?
Oh, maybe.
Ugh.
I don't think that's it, though. oh my God. She's like, give me water. I want to pee again.
She's like, I just peed. I need more fuel.
Oh.
She's thirsty. This is wow. So interesting. I've never seen her drinking so much water.
Oh my God, look at her.
She's lifting a leg in a...
Is that enough? Yeah.
Oh my God.
Why is she so thirsty? She's a thirsty bitch.
Oh my God.
Now, don't
we're
you
keeping all of this in, too.
Water break.
This is really good dead air.
Okay. Do you like how all of Corinne's things are pink?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's definitely got a style.
Wait, what were we talking about?
Well, I want to know, because you were breakup like, rules. I'm going through breakup with a real rule follower.
Oh, yeah. I saw the list of topics you sent, mm-hmm. and then it said rule follower / rule breaker.
Mm-hmm.
So my ex was... like super rule follower, and I think if he heard me say that, he'd be like, no, I'm not.
What sign?
But Scorpio. Mm, but
hot.
Yes, I mean, you know, obviously, because I was, well, she was I like was no. sleeping with him.
Mm-hmm. Ugly trash.
Boo.
What made him a rule follower?
Like, I guess he's an artist, so in his mind, that's like, ooh, out of the box. Yeah. But the interesting thing is he, like, works as an artist, right? And if you work as an artist and you're not, like, just an artist, like, doing your own art and having shows,
mm-hmm.
you have to, like, follow so many very rigid rules to get to being a successful artist. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Especially to be successful in New York City, and it's so competitive.
Yep.
You know?
Is he totally successful?
Yeah. And oh, so okay. it's Where? Like, it's like, but he is like, you know, like as comedians, right? When you first go into comedy, you're like, I'm going to have a special and do my own thing. Like that's your dream. And in that way, it's like you're not a rule follower, you're like a creative, you're a creator, right? And that's like a lot of artists when they go into that field. But then a lot of, you know, us and our friends that we know as comedians end up having to do like comedy writing for right. like, let's say for late night. And that is like a 9-to-5.
Mm.
And that is just like a 400 jokes a day. Like that, like
totally.
It's very rule follow-y. And like, if you're the kind of person that is a rule follower in a weird way, like do you know what I mean? Like in your mind, if you think you're gonna be an artist,
yes.
and you set out even to be an artist,
yeah. yeah, even before like you get a writing job, you're still having to like be super disciplined about like getting stage time.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. you have to like make, you know, good decisions as far as like management. All of a sudden, you're essentially running a business, which is not yep. the same skill set as telling jokes and performing,
creative,
even
person.
Producing. You have and to produce a thing. Show. You I have to all this stuff.
I love what you're saying, because I feel like sometimes people don't take into consideration like success comes from that. Like that's
comes
a
from rule following.
Part of success is following the rules and being disciplined
exactly.
and being consistent.
And people don't understand that that's a big part of creative success.
Like, it's hard. Yeah. It's hard.
It's a big it's part of like being a successful creative is having this regimented rule follow-y
yeah.
thinking. But this is me like thinking I'm really mean now, like the Pete Wells thing, like, but you know, I understand. But the weird thing about being a creative is mm-hmm. it's very different than like a corporate, whatever fucking accountant job. You mm-hmm. need to have the regiment, but you need to also have this cut loose, like crazy right. thing.
Because there's no external joy. Structure.
Yeah, like that yeah. you need to create something from nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for like my ex and other creatives that are really good at the like rule part, they like are sort of lacking at the like that part, and it like stifles them.
Right.
It like, you know, plateaus. Mm. You like plateau. And I this is very I know this
well,
is like
art
super
is even
hurtful.
Almost more
if
absurd.
My ex heard this.
Mm. Well,
and like
you won't.
But yeah. But yeah. But also that being said, I don't think he would disagree.
Mm.
Like, it's almost like artists that are successful or comedians that are successful in this way, like, oh, I'm like a comedy writer for late night with Seth Meyers or whatever. And I've been there for 20 years, or I don't even know how long he's been on air, but like, that kind of person is a very different person than me, mm-hmm. or I think, sure. right? Us. Like than us. So yeah. I'm just like,
I don't think I would thrive. Like, mm-hmm. no, I think there's a certain no. person who can fit into a corporate
rule
mold yeah. and someone who would not, who it would stifle what they do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
it would, but kill their spirit.
But the good thing about that is that there's different paths for everyone to take to yep. get to
yep.
where you want to go, and like within creativity or within the arts.
Is that what kind of broke down your relationship or no?
No, I just, oh, okay. I was just been thinking about this so much because I have such a different path. Well, it part of it is because one of the things that really bothered me about my ex was that he had the classic path, right? Of fucking really famous art school, you know, and then you meet all, and then you get a fucking, you meet all these other people that become famous, right. and then you get, you go to the fucking New York Times or whatever, right? Like mm-hmm. just like the ladder. It's almost like a corporate like ladder. It's 100%. Like a system, right? Like being a doctor or like a tech guy. Like there's steps you take. You go to fucking Yale and then you go to blah blah blah. And I'm just like, what kind of artists, you know, like it just seems so different in my mind than like mm-hmm. a creative artist person. You know, you got yep. a job because you went to the right school. Mm-hmm. That's like a lawyer or something.
And
at
mind. The end of the day, yeah. like it's, you know, there's obviously ways around it where you can get successful not doing that. But like even creative jobs end up following yep. the same ladder structure as yep. non-creative jobs.
And it's like, such a sad I got like famous on TikTok for being a fucking divorced mom that like fucks skateboarders. Like I did not, yeah. I didn't do
path.
That.
That's
I didn't
your do path. That.
Being very authentic. Different. Yeah. Like, I'm like not a rule follower.
So did you feel, so you're saying, do you feel like that maybe lent to
the breakup? I think, yeah. I think there was this mild condescension coming from him because he was like like it was kind of like that
right
and I always sensed it. I always sensed this like sort of slight, this was one of the biggest problems when we were breaking up, when we like when I broke up with him, I was like, I sense that you're like embarrassed of me in front of your fucking important fucking friends that work at the New Yorker or whatever. And I was like, but I, like, on paper, as an artist, as a creative person, am way more successful than them.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. I...
And have your freedom.
Yeah, of mm-hmm. my freedom. Because I created something that... from my own free will. You know what yeah. I mean?
And also that
and it
people...
wasn't like I just like, no, oh, let me draw this right. Google
but
ad,
it's two different
you
ethos.
Know, like,
you know
exactly.
what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, do you want to take the path of that other people are going to give you the certifiable success mm-hmm. versus you took the more like entrepreneur route?
Well, authentic yeah. in the and sense that yeah. people relate to you in so many ways. And you're entertaining and you're being relatable and people connect to you. I have a question. Did you grow up in Korea?
I was born in Korea and I grew up half of my childhood there and then mm-hmm. on this island called Saipan, which
yeah,
is in Micronesia.
I kind of knew that from TikTok. So I was wondering, I was thinking about that because you're obviously not a rule follower, but from what I understand about Korean culture is that it is very rule based.
Yup. It's so bad. It's so.
So what was that like?
Well, because I grew up in that system and even though, you know, I lived on Saipan, it was like in the community, the Korean community there. Mm-hmm. I grew up to sort of like despise it and sort of look down on it. And like,
on all the rule following.
Yeah. And even when I'm like talking about my ex-boyfriend, I think I sensed like an air of like condescension from him. But I think also I felt that way. I kind of looked down on the fact that he thought it was so important that somebody had this job. And I was like, okay, cool. Like that, yeah. their art sucks. You know, like it was kind of like that in the back of my head. Like, yeah. But I think that comes, yeah, exactly. Like from growing up in Korea, mm-hmm. like, and be like in Korea, it's comical. Like, it's so interesting. Cause like, I don't want to be negative of like Korean culture, but just how people talk. What is a corn? Sorry.
Like she needs attention.
What do you
I'm
think
like,
she
I get
needs?
It.
Maybe she wants
I get
food?
It. I do it all the time.
She just ate before coming. I don't know what, like
no,
she just feels like
she feels
confused,
like the attention's
maybe.
Not on her, and you know sometimes how I act.
Well, come here.
Cairn. Yeah. What is it?
Sorry.
I feel like this line's going straight to my head, actually.
You love
I'm
it.
Not getting any error.
That's part of the part of the being a guest.
I think that's interesting that you say that. I think that sometimes I can kind of relate to that. I didn't grow up, you know, obviously I grew up here.
Yeah.
But I think that I've always, like, even as like a child, kind of like, I think especially because like the West Indian part of me, so I'm half Trinidadian, half Guatemalan.
Yeah.
The Trinidadian side, like there were so many rules on that side of my family. And like, it's way more like, you know, they were colonized by the British. So it's very, it's a lot more structured, a lot more proper.
Yeah.
Like the kind of person that my grandmother wanted us to be was just like very proper and prim and good and dress a certain way and always look nice. And I feel like from a child, I was always like,
I'm going to be a theater girl.
You know what I mean? Yeah, yeah. And I always was like, I don't want to, you know, be so prim and proper. Mm-hmm. But I think also because I loved the people that were like that, I have respect it in a way. Like I respect some like people who are like that. Like even today I was walking up the train, the stairs in the train.
Yeah.
And this girl was wearing like a camel hat. A camel a camel coat, camel shoes, like everything monochrome camel. And I was like, first I saw her and I was like, ooh, baby, this is so boring. But then I saw her, I was like, but I respect it because you do look cute, but like it's giving boring, but also like you do look cute. So I feel like I'm being in the middle.
Like fashion.
Oh, I get what you mean. Like you do want to be basic sometimes.
No.
Yes, you do. Well.
No.
Then what do you mean by that?
You fucking bitch. You see this?
Basic's the wrong word.
Just kidding.
I mean,
I would never do that. Proper. I would never dress that way.
Proper.
But I do think
you
she looks
it.
Traditional.
Because she looks cute. Okay. Like I respect the people who are like that. Like,
no, I get that. I
thought
that.
You meant you wanted that outfit.
Hell no! Oh. Look at me. Bitch.
Yeah, I would never wear it, but I respect it. And I respect,
like,
I
get that. I get that.
Or like when I go visit my friends in the suburbs and I like see their like lives, I'm like, this is cute.
I sort of love the suburbs.
Yeah,
I do. I love
like,
it too.
I have to say, as someone who grew up
it.
In
but
the suburbs, no,
yeah.
you don't want
to visit.
It. You don't
no,
want
I don't
it.
Want it. No, I don't want it, but I enjoy
I
it while I'm
it.
There.
Yeah.
It's a visitor.
Like this rule, you know? Like that, the comfort of the rules.
I almost
the suburban home, two cars. Wife, husband, two kids, going to soccer
practice.
Well, I was
practice. On that
There's
track. I easily would have never known you two. I could have easily settled down in Pennsylvania as I had multiple boyfriends who were on the marriage track. Easily. Yeah. For sure.
Been the hottest
and it's
mom of the
Been
neighborhood.
A hot mom. I probably would be on the same Botox schedule that I'm on now, plus more. But driving an SUV,
but crazy. There's something comforting about it, and I don't like necessarily look down on it. It's just that I think in this last relationship where I was like made to sort of feel bad about it, then I was kind of like, well, fuck you too, then, bitch. Like I was like, you guys are stupid. I'm stupid. You're stupid. It was kind of like that, where I was just like, why
is stupid? You're
like,
stupid.
Why do you guys, like, I was just like being treated like I was a fucking dumb dumb, and I was like, do you know how fucking hard it is to go on fucking stage and talk about shit like that? You don't fucking know. You sit in a fucking studio all day and like doodle, draw. Do you know how fucking hard it is to be a real fucking creative with your own fucking ideas that like you weren't?
Did you ever
paid?
Say that to him?
No, but I will if he ever fucking tries.
Did he ever
it.
Say,
like,
yes, I
no
want to try
idea.
Comedy? Was he ever one
no,
of those?
No, of course not. Okay, oh, my God. I feel like I wish that he did because he would see how hard. And I was just like, hey, all you have to do is like baseline respect the fact that you don't understand what I do. I'm really good at it. And I see that you're good at whatever
Talk
the
your
fuck.
Shit, bitch. Woo!
Yeah, like what you do. And I respected his art. I never fucking was just like, whatever, drawing little pictures. Like, don't fucking treat me like what I do is shit just because I didn't go to like a good school and like I didn't get into like, I don't even fucking know what they're like, you know, things like that they judge each other on. I'm like, you can respect me. I'm a different kind of artist than you. I'm not a rule follower.
But was this person fun? Because I'm not going to lie, they don't sound fun.
No.
I
yes.
think there's
I
a different,
know.
There's a
know.
Certain, I mean, sceney fun. You know what I mean? Like,
honestly, thinking about it, wasn't fun. I was like very in love with him. I was very in love with him. I think he was a great person. And at the core, I think he was a good person. And
when this is over, will you show me a picture so I can visualize?
Yes. Okay. But like these things that, like, you know, when I saw the rule follower thing on the list, I was like, these are things that you don't think about in relationships, you know, like, what kind of person is this? Is this like, what do they respect? What are their core values? And I think when you, like,
well, did he ever do anything where he did break a rule or he was bad and you were like, ooh, that's, ooh, is that a little peek of something fun?
Not to me, but never? he insisted on saying that all of his friends thought he was chaotic. And I was like,
and you were like, wow,
where?
Chaotic where?
Is chaotic in the room with us right now?
I don't see her.
Where? I was like, never what? Mind. And he was like, well, I do seem chaotic, but compared to you, I don't, I guess. And I was just like,
I mean, there are levels to all of that stuff. And there are levels. What I'm hearing is, like, he needed this for his identity. Like, I'm chaotic.
Because I'm an artist.
I'm a crazy artist and I, whatever. And you know, like,
he's
that,
like, up at nine like this.
The persona. Mm. And sometimes that's what they're selling. Yeah. And us as well. You know, every creative person who's buying in, there is some level of public facing persona. And it sounds like he was giving, I'm crazy. And you were seeing behind the curtain, which is the reality is, you're
but he wasn't even
AM.
Really giving I'm crazy, to be honest.
No,
I'm
he
like,
was thinking I'm crazy and chaotic.
Or he was trying to give.
Who said you're
well,
chaotic?
You know what it is? It's like when someone's not self-aware.
I can't wait for you to see the picture. I can't be like, that looks like the most like buttoned up, like, like you're going to freak
That's your
out.
Suburban boyfriend.
I mean,
yeah.
I, if I can find a picture of my ex who literally worked in finance, you'll scream. You'll scream.
Yeah.
God. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think there is a level of like, is he self-aware and knowing that he's actually not that? Or is he
exactly.
drinking his own Kool-Aid of like, no, I actually
sounds like
am
he was
chaotic.
Drinking his own Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
Because I can respect it if you're like, I know that I'm the buttoned up 9-to-5 person. I yeah. know that because well, say what you want to say about my ex-boyfriend, Jonathan. He was like, I'm
Jonathan.
Yeah. Shout out to him. shout out to him. Hey, boo.
She tried to make me go to his like graduation picnic.
He got
like,
his MBA
not
from
long
Cornell.
Ago. Full married.
Wow.
Yeah, let's go. But anyways, at least he was like, yeah, I am a corporate 9-to-5.
Exactly.
Suit wearing.
Exactly.
I love money.
Yeah.
I think Elon Musk is cool.
No.
Yes. Like, but at least
that.
He's like,
so I respect
upset.
That.
I respect. I mean, he never said that
you know
to
what?
Me
You're
when
right.
we were dating.
You're
but
right. That's honest.
Post dating. But at least it was like, he is who he is. And
yeah,
I feel like even now
yeah.
in my relationship, obviously Hamide is nowhere near like that, but he is still like the more straight laced person. But he, in our relationship, at least we know he is the more straight laced person who's like, we have to do this on time. And I'm like, we don't have to, we have a couple weeks to pay for that. And
yeah.
he's like, no, we must do it right now.
Yeah.
At
yeah.
least he's like, you are crazy. I will be.
He'll be
well,
the
here's
dad.
The thing. Yeah. Okay. Here's the thing about the rule follower thing also that I'm going to say, like, this sounds like your ex too, right? What you're saying is it's fine if you're a fucking rule follower and your partner is not or whatever. But if your partner is making you feel bad, that was what bothered me. I was like, why are you fucking acting like I'm a piece of shit? Like, I have my shit together.
Yeah.
I have my life together.
But also, why are
why
you here
are you
with me?
Embarrassed that I'm do what I do.
It sounds to me.
If because you don't like it that I like I'm not like one of those like fucking whatever nerds that
but also yeah. I think
also,
he likes
he
that you
that.
Are who you
exactly.
are he wants to be you
he wants that
but yeah also I'm like
so he,
I'm like
part
in
of
your
his chaotic
in your mind
image, in his
you're
mind,
saying you
like,
want to be that mm-hmm. and you're not that and then you're also like cutting me down for being that like you actually don't respect that about me
yes but
so
also
like,
don't
this,
you
like,
think
weird,
that dating you
false
that might just be insecurity I think
yeah.
you probably did really respect it.
Yeah,
I don't
well,
know.
I mean, I'm
I
trying to figure
I'm...
it out. So,
here's
I was
my
like,
question.
I was like, why did you act like you're fucking embarrassed by me all the time? You know? Like,
this is my
I,
question.
In front of your
though.
Important fucking friends.
Right. He's saying that his friends think he's the chaotic one. And then he's dating like the hot comedian girl who's
thank
like actually
that.
Just like really fun and doesn't care about what people think. That looks good for his image. That looks good for who he thinks he is.
Right.
But he can't handle it because the reality is he's like, oh, wait, now I'm actually sitting next to someone who is like the thing that I want to be, the thing that I think that I am.
Interesting.
And it's interesting. Making me feel like, well, oh, wait, maybe I am. He's seeing the cracks in his facade.
But then you're at a crossroads where it's, okay, can we admit that to ourselves? Like, can he say like, okay, I'm not that. She is that. Cool. We can both be aware of it and like function in the relationship like that. And like, I admire this about you.
Exactly.
And maybe you would admire some stuff about him.
And I do admire, actually, like, you know, obviously I was making fun of it this entire time, but like, I admire somebody that goes into a field and like, you know, like whatever, you go to a good school, and I know how fucking competitive and rough that is. That's a lot of fucking work to stand out in a crowd of people that do exactly the same thing that you do, and to come up in New York City and be like, you know, an industrial artist that's like successful. That's fucking hard. Yes. That's like every small town in the world sends their one art kid to New York City. And you're competing with all of those fuckers. Like, that is fucking hard. And I respect that. That means that he's very good at what he does. And there is nothing in me that wants to be like, well, like, I'm better than you, like that. Yeah. But then seeing him do that to me, being like, I didn't go to college, so I'm a fucking dumb. And I'm just like, like that.
No.
I was like,
you
know what?
He said something to
you? No, he didn't say that.
But he's giving that energy.
He was like, you know, like in that, when he like introduced me to people, and I'd be like, I'm a comedian.
I can literally see him
like pushing my head back, and I'm like, can I have some wine? Like that. And you're like, and I was like, can I come out of the bathroom now?
It's brutal. Like, and no. it's stuffy. It's stuffy environment.
And I was just like,
I guess I'll just sit here in the closet. Like, tell me when you're done.
And I was just like,
it's not cool.
And then it made me react like, well, fuck you then, you losers. Yeah. Like that. And I don't want to be like that.
No, you don't, but good.
I do respect him and his friends.
Well, then welcome me the fuck in. If you want me to like function well and be whatever.
Be nice to me.
But I think it's like kind of like what you were saying. It's like to be like, oh, to be like open-minded enough to be like, oh, like you did this with your career, has to like face something that's like kind of dark for him and all the other rule followers. Like,
I mean, when I was a kid, I wanted to be an artist. Can we talk about that? Like, do you ever just meet someone and you know you're triggering them? Like, they're every rule follower?
Every job I've had.
I mean, every time I've been employed. Jobs, especially when I worked at this Australian fashion brand. I used to work in fashion, and I worked at this one Australian fashion brand, and first of all, I was the only black person. So that
Australian people hate black people.
They hate us so much.
They're
racist.
Thank
you for seeing that.
It was really hard to watch.
It was crazy. It was the kind of racism.
Melissa was there too?
No, she wasn't there, but we were friends, and I was telling her. It was just like, it was the most intense and like kind of ludicrous racism I'd ever experienced. It would be ludicrous. And I was also like, you hired me. Why did you bring me here to do this to me?
Can this be my clip? Me being like, Australian people hate black people.
Yeah, it can be.
Wait, Melissa was there too? No.
I know that for a fact. I researched it.
No, I've never been to Australia and I have no desire. My friend just married an Australian man.
Oh, no.
I actually like him. She's black and he's white, but he's cool.
Some of them are great.
I think like 1 out of 100 is fine. You know what I mean? I truly believe that. Those are stats. 1 out of 100. And I feel like that's not that bad.
Those are great stats. No, actually, there is a official statistic that the UN... this was a while ago, but they declare, like, this is fucked up because this is like, who trusts the UN at this point?
Nobody.
But they declared that all white countries are like, they like rate them with a racist measure, and they're like, all white people are not racist. Like, which is hilarious.
When they put it on the census, like, what are they talking about?
I forgot. Like,
I need the black people to confirm this study. Like, I want this study to be conducted by black people.
But they give them like a point system. Mm-hmm. But even in that system, they were like, no, white people are racist except Australians.
Okay,
and they like got a really bad score on
it.
I gotta look into this. This has been so long ago since I read this article.
I really like my friend's husband. I want to go to Australia, but I just don't know if I have it in me. Because the way that they treated me, I'm like, oh my God.
No.
So bad. Yeah.
But I triggered those girls also because they knew I was a comedian. They knew, I mean, this is a great like brand. It's beautiful gowns.
Nobody likes beautiful to, like, gowns. I'm pursuing my dream. This is my day beautiful job.
Exactly. Oh, love that. It triggers the fuck out of them. They yep. hate
and that's
it.
Kind of,
or even yeah. when you just meet, sometimes I meet people out and they're like, my friends that aren't in the creative industry.
I'm
and
you so meet, glad you're talking about this.
When you meet someone I'm who's so just glad. Like, and then you're like, oh, I'm a comedian or I'm an actress. Or like, and then they're like,
suddenly, oh. no one can like, function. And you're no
like,
one can
I live in New York City, and it's like, oh, yeah. where you don't have a house? No, I live in an apartment with my yeah. two cats and my husband. And
I love that you're talking about this.
You know what I mean? And then people are like,
some people hate it.
Hate it. They hate it because it's like, first of all, bitch. Like I said, I love your suburban home. I love your two cars. I love your two beautiful dogs. Like, I love all of that. I wish I could be like that. I simply cannot. This is who I am.
Me too.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's if beyond, I could, I would. It's literally them being like, uh-oh, there's another option. Uh-oh, I didn't even look at that.
I can't even think
it's,
yeah,
it's maybe it's like a bit of buyer's remorse and whatever. But you know, I think comedian makes it next level because yeah. people cannot function around comedians to save their lives. Do you ever, like, if an Uber driver in LA asks you what you do, you would never say tell anywhere, maybe a not
fucking
LA.
Driver.
I work in entertainment, or I say I'm under
that I'm
NDA.
A comedian. Ever.
I don't know anyone, especially I say, men. I work in entertainment.
Oof. Every no, like especially I feel like if when you're a woman function. And you say you're a comedian, they're like
no well, one can imagine. They say tell me a
you,
joke,
so you
want to
show your titties
up.
Or yeah, something fucked up. It's
or
so
they try to
bad.
Tell you what you should make jokes about.
Yeah, it's yeah. so it's I would never tell a fucking man that I'm a comedian. Yeah. I'm sorry.
I know.
And like this was like kind of the, you know, this is a really good point. I'm glad that you brought this up because like I feel like I was like going in to this world of people that gave up their dreams to make a living, which is, you know, I understand it.
Me too.
And they get to live in this
money.
And they get to live in this life where I went to Parsons and I'm an illustrator for blah, blah, blah. And like they get to like pretend that they're creative when they're actually just kind of good at like coloring.
There is a level
the lines.
Of New York creatives, which yep. is actually just, New York corporate.
Yeah. They just sort of doodle. Yeah, they just sort totally. Of copy paste all day. And then it's like when they are like around people that are like actually doing stuff, like if they were if not just me, I'm like if they were around like a real like painter that mm-hmm. is famous for being a painter, you know, and has their own gallery shows, like that would fuck them up.
Mm-hmm.
That would make mm-hmm. them feel like yeah. shit. And I think yeah. there is a level of that too.
There is.
That I'm might be you. The Sauvignon
because
Blanc
they
speaking,
didn't no, they didn't say, OK, true. I'm going to be an accountant. They're like,
but
I'm
they
doing
ended up
what
being
I,
an art accountant, basically. Mm-hmm. And then all their jobs were just like, you know, seamless.com wants you to draw a dancing hot dog on a banana or something. And it's just like, mm-hmm. and they're doing that. And I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, what is
well,
that?
They're making money is what they're doing.
And
I ain't at it. And they've got beautiful
good
homes
for you.
And beautiful gowns.
Yeah.
Beautiful gowns.
They have beautiful gowns. I must say they all had beautiful gowns.
I bet they did.
Their gowns
Gucci
were beautiful.
Prada, Louis Manolo. But, and I think the wine's getting to me too.
What advice would you give someone who's in a rule breaker, non-rule breaker relationship?
Okay, so again, I know I always like, I keep falling into pockets of really talking shit. And I feel like
listen,
this
is a safe
even though
space.
This is a
sound
safe
that,
space.
No, but even though it doesn't sound that bad, I feel like for me as an artist, the worst mm-hmm. thing I could fucking possibly hear is telling me that I draw hot dogs for seamless.com, which is like the reality for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. Like that is hurtful.
Mm.
Like, and I know I keep falling into these pockets of talking shit because I feel resentful that
yeah,
I was condescended
you,
to.
Yeah, you, right. you're not doing it out of
that's
like
the place
nowhere.
We're coming to.
Yeah,
you're
from.
Coming from.
But I must say, you know, which I already said, mm-hmm. there's nothing wrong with being a rule follower. Like that is a hard fucking mm-hmm. job. That is a great job that you did to get ahead, whatever the fuck you're doing to make money doing art, period.
Yep.
That you are fucking talented and no one can tell you that even me, you know, no one can tell you that that hot dog that you did for Seamless it sucks because it's good.
No one can say Pete Wells was like, don't go with your pregnant wife.
No one can. Yeah, even Pete Wells, if he's listening to this and he's like, well, you hurt my feelings,
I hope you.
Pete Wells is a rule follower, right?
I know we love him.
I can't take that away from you, Pete. You mm-hmm. conned your way into that job and you cheated all these other people that were also went to good schools.
Is the problem
and
just
were
like
writers?
Capitalism? Is it at the end of the day, like, are you subscribing or not? Are you subscribing? I'm subscribing too. Are there levels of subscription?
The advice I was going to say is whether you're a rule follower, whether you're Pete Wells or you're not rule follower and you can't wake up the same time every day, you should never feel bad for who you are. Never, ever. And don't let your partner make you feel bad. So yeah, like if you're like me and you can't fucking literally get your shit together to like answer one email, it takes me like weeks to answer one email, and I can't get my son to school on time.
I'm the bad auntie, and yet
who has pre-sale for their book coming out that I didn't get to in the intro.
Come on, T.
But even like when I was writing my book, in my head I was like, I'm gonna wake up and write this 9 to 5 every day, and I did it. I wrote it at 3 a.m.
Well, because writing's insane. Out of the writing's year. Insane.
Like,
what I have to find the one like because I have to wait period where to my be brain moved works.
And to yes. be
you can't just
no, it's
force
insane.
It.
It's yeah, insane.
It's a creative process. And when you do force
it. It is the worst. The worst ever.
So
ever.
So whether you're like somebody that like makes one thing a year and it's good, or you're like a rule following 9 to 5 person that did all the right steps and now you're getting ahead in your career, you should never feel bad. That's totally fine. That's just who you are. Mm-hmm. And don't ever let your partner make you feel bad about that.
Yeah.
Or condescend to you because you didn't do what they did, which was a problem in my last relationship. Like, don't ever, it doesn't matter if you're a fucking, you know, it. I was going to say, it doesn't matter if you're like a doctor that went to Harvard. Of course they don't. They're not over there like, oh, I'm a doctor that went to Harvard. I feel bad about myself. But like, no matter what you are,
who knows?
The good for you, that's how your brain works. And you should be proud of that. And if you're not, then that's also good. That's just who you are.
You just gotta do your own thing.
You just gotta, and you know what? No, even if you hate yourself, because I hated myself for so many years for being like this, for being somebody that literally physically couldn't go to college because I like have like severe ADHD. Mm-hmm. I hated myself for so long, but it never changed. I'm still who I am, you know?
And yet you found your
and
way.
You made it.
Yeah.
Like, you made it work and
I just had to like find, my way around it instead of trying to force it like, like that. Like it just didn't work. It just doesn't work. So it's like, might as well just.
Sometimes the most annoying thing to hear and to think about, I think, is that like literally it's just like, we are all meant to walk on our own paths and go through our own journeys. But it's like, I don't want to do it like that. I want to do it the way that other people did it. And you know what I mean? Because it feels like that's the right way to do things. Mm-hmm. And that's why you hate yourself sometimes. Or like, I'm relating to what you're saying because I also feel like I go through periods of where I'm like, why can't I just be like this? Why can't I be more disciplined? Why can't I be like this or that? And it's just like, but I am who I am. And yes, I can push myself and try to push myself. Or I could just like go somewhere and be myself and pray that that shit fucking rocks out because it is what it is. What else am I supposed to do?
Yeah,
I've tried to not be who I am. Yep. It literally, I physically cannot, like you said.
Me neither. Yeah. And like, look at you. You're also, you know, we're doing it in the way that we were meant to do it.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
T.
Instead of whatever. But like in just relating to the story that I told, find a partner that also feels the same, you know, like doesn't.
That's what I was going to say. I don't know if that person should be your partner if they're judging
you. They shouldn't.
Yeah. Not necessarily across the board.
And I think the last conversation we had, I was like, find somebody that's like you because and you admire and respect because it's like.
Yeah. That's what I said to that's kind of the conversation that when things ended or not even when it ended, but the last, you know, when my ex-boyfriend and I were able to like talk again, it was like. I wish for you to find someone. You get your Michelle Obama. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Because that's what he needs and that's what he wants.
Yeah.
You don't want all of this. Mm-mm. We had great chemistry and we liked each other.
Let's
we are not Michelle Obamas. And that's
honest with ourselves. Yeah. We are not Michelle Obama.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. And get you your one.
Yeah.
And you'll be happy. And I found me my one who is like, I think ultimately I'll always need someone who's a little bit more like on their shit than me. Because I'm fucking banging around chaos. Inside of a little ball. I'm chaos. I am actually chaos. I know it. I need someone who's going to ground me, but I need someone who's going to accept me for who I am.
Yep. And also celebrate it.
And also celebrate
that
it.
Feels good.
You guys are making me love him again.
That's amazing. What? You need that.
Love your ex?
No, Humiday.
No.
I thought you meant Jonathan.
No. Because now that we're having this conversation.
I'm surprised it took this long.
Yeah. Like, having this conversation made me really appreciate him today.
Yeah. Really great trait in a partner. Mm-hmm. And you need that. And I didn't have that.
To be clear, Lieser Shunner does that too. We can't throw him
out. Oh my God. Lieser Shunner is her biggest champion.
Can't even say Lieser Shunner because of the one.
That is... That's what I need in a partner. That's what I didn't have
someone
in my ex.
Someone who
we broke
celebrates
up.
You. Like, and just, someone who's like, I'm no your biggest fan.
Yeah, they should be your number one fan.
Yeah.
And and I was like seeing somebody before this relationship who was like that. And it was like so energizing. It was just like, fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. Like this person, I have one fucking person like that's got my back, you know? Yeah. And I feel like that was part of the reason why I was like, I have to break up with this person.
No! Right. Why?
Oh, no, this...
Oh, this one. Oh, I was like, the last one. I was like, oh.
I was like, I need somebody that's, like, psychotically obsessed with me.
Yes. Absolutely.
Like, you need, like, a Kanye West... For Kanye, like I need somebody that's like a Kanye West love me himself.
Like, yes, love me like Kanye love himself.
Exactly. Yes, that's the saying that I was. Mm-hmm. Sorry,
I don't know if we have time to get into all of that. We gotta wrap up.
We do have to wrap up. But Youngmi, you've been.
Sorry, was I not supposed to bring up Kanye West?
No, we don't care. I just think that requires another hour of talking.
Yeah, it's just
and
our
I would
time.
Love to get into that. I would love so much. But talk us through pre-ordering the book.
Yeah. Okay. And so the name of the book.
So my book's coming out. Oh my God. The name is I'm laughing because I'm crying, or it might be the other way around.
Okay.
I'm laughing. I'm
crying because
I'm laughing. Maybe.
That sounds right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think the pre-sale goes out on February 5th, which I will put on social media.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to do a little book tour in November. It's coming out in November, but the pre-sale goes out pretty soon. Amazing. In February. Okay. So.
And what's your social media? Share that.
Mm-hmm. My social media is YM Mayer or Youngmi Mayer on TikTok.
Amazing.
Follow her on TikTok. It's really Definitely. Good.
I have beautiful gowns.
Beautiful gowns.
One thing you can say about me.
Is one thing you can say about Youngmi is that she got beautiful gowns.